I was looking through my trash stuff this morning, just trying to come up with some stories, and there was actually a list on one of the websites, 25 most outrageous concert rider requests.
Uh-huh.
And just how ironic. What a coinkadink. Metallica. This is on their rider. Bacon is very important. It's very important bacon be available at every meal and during the day when Metallica is about to perform. So there you go.
That's, I think that should be made a national law.
I do, too. I do, too. Of course, the Beach Boys say Bic large lighters without child guards, and they cannot be green. I think the bacon is a lot more logical.
Oh,
Pat,
God,
Pat
yeah.
McCurdy is here. Pat, any sort of concert rider stuff that you have? Anything you require?
I got nothing, but you the bacon no? sounds like a great idea.
The bacon
idea.
Is a great idea. I love that.
Oh, smell. It's like cologne.
Oh, it's... Oh, are you? The minute I walk out of here, I'm planning on getting hit on from every guy in the place.
Oh, man.
Because I'm smelling like, you know, you always talk about the subway smell.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine if you worked here?
Oh, my God.
It'd be fantastic.
So how you been, man? Everything good?
Oh, yeah,
you
fantastic.
Look good. You look well rested. Were you off last night?
I was off last night, but I'm not well rested because I can't get on this. I can't get on your schedule.
Oh,
no matter how
know.
I try. There's too much good stuff on late night on TV. And
mm-hmm. Now, how are the little guys doing? They're not little any, or they're getting there.
Seven right? and four now.
Okay,
and
well,
they're
still little guys. Yeah.
They're really doing well.
So fun running after them?
Yeah, that's basically what I do is chase them and play there. I'm home during the day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a perfect, perfect arrangement.
Yeah.
So
I know that feeling because I used to, you know, get home like a 1 or 2 in the afternoon. So I was always home, you know, in time to
see the bus come in or play with them before nap time.
Or get them in trouble, you know, like because I'm doing stuff that because I'm just a big kid. So,
oh,
that, yeah.
The BB gun.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, stuff like that.
The water cannons.
Sure. But see, things are so different now. Like I can't even imagine what it must be like. Things are so different. You got all the computer stuff, all the computer games. You know that wasn't a big.
We don't have games. We've kept them away from the games because they would rather play in real life.
Uh-huh.
So that's good. But we do let them go on like an hour of computer, not so much with school on. But they Julian, the 7-year-old, loves YouTube.
Oh yeah,
because you can find every Godzilla video.
Oh, he likes Godzilla.
He loves all Japanese monster movies and Japanese superheroes.
Oh, that's good stuff, though.
This guy, Ultraman, who grows into a huge creature to fight the monsters.
Oh, see, that's good.
It is about the funniest thing you've ever seen in your
life. Now, does he get the 4-year-old there, too? I mean,
oh, yeah, they're both.
His little brother there. And yeah,
they're all in there.
Uh-huh. Did they ever watch stuff like that, you know, you think, okay, turn that off, guys.
Oh, yeah, totally. I went in the other day. They were watching that movie 300 about the Spartans.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God, the gladiators.
And there's hacking and slashing. It's like, turn that off. You are not watching this. This part isn't bad, Dad.
They know it. They got it down.
This is okay.
Right. And then they leave, and Pat goes, 300.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that. I like that a lot. So you're playing Master Z's Q Club, and these guys, you know, Ken and Tracy, they own Master Z's on Sunset Drive in Waukesha. This Q Club, by the way, that Sharky's was kind of old and run down. This is a really cool place.
Oh,
I mean,
cool.
They spent over.
I haven't been there.
It's really cool. They spent over $100,000 on remodeling the place, and they got great food. Cindy and I went out there and had a bite to eat. It's really, and you're going to be there. Performing live.
Tonight.
Patty McCurdy tonight.
Tonight, what time?
Patrick McCurdy, by the way. Patrick. Possibly named because of my father's favorite bacon. Who knows?
Who knows?
I don't know how they named me.
Yeah. Were you born on St. Patrick's Day?
I was not, but my birthday was 2 weeks ago. September 29th.
Well, happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much.
That's really cool.
76.
No, not how old you feel. Yeah, that's just how old you feel.
What time are you at the Q Club?
I never know the times. So it's probably 9:30.
Got
Get
it.
There early.
Okay. Well,
eat,
why not?
Have
sure.
dinner.
Sure.
Let's say 9-ish.
Yeah.
That always works, 9-ish. And then tomorrow, Pat's at AJ's Bar and Grill, Muskego. And then on October 25th, you're at Shank Hall.
Absolutely.
All right. So what are you going to play for us today, Pat?
I'm going to play a song. Of course, it's about the economy.
Okay.
Oh, well, you have to. Yeah.
And it's my financial plan.
Okay.
Should I try it?
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's go. All
Ready?
Right. Here we go. Yeah.
Tomorrow I am going to win the lottery, $20 million. Tomorrow there is going to be a different me with $20 million. $20 million can make you feel good. $20 million can make life real good. Can make you talk just like John Gielgud. $20 million. $20 million. There's no one in the world who wouldn't sleep with me with $20 million. It makes up for a lack of personality. $20 million. Because when you've got some cash at hand, your every wish is someone's command. It's the language everybody understands. 20 million bucks. 20 million bucks, not 21. That would be greedy. Even though I'm truly needy. And I could use 22. I'd spend it all before the tax was due. And I'd hide a couple million in my shoes. Tomorrow I am gonna win the lottery. 20 million bucks. And nothing in this world will ever bother me. 20 million bucks. So now that I'm a wealthy man, I'll throw some coins to you also, Rans. And this is my financial plan. Trickle down. 20 million bucks. 20 million bucks. 20 million bucks.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pat McCurdy right there. Patrick McCurdy. Patrick McCudahy McCurdy. Tonight, once again, Master Z's Q Club, which, by the way, have the delicious homemade pizza with over a pound of cheese. They do, over a pound of cheese tonight, Master Z's. So the kids are good. You're on the road a lot. You're traveling a lot.
You know? Yes, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Had a huge road trip. Went to Oktoberfest in La Crosse last week.
Oh.
Went to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania again.
Again?
Hometown of somebody in this room.
Yeah, because I was on a plane with Pat, and you were going back there to play a private party.
The last time we went, we drove.
Oh, you did?
Okay.
I don't want to say anything, but I don't think there's anything more exciting than the tollway between here in Pittsburgh. What a drive.
It's
scenery.
How about that state of Indiana?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. You know, the great thing about it is you can fall asleep and wake up an hour later and you're still on the highway.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
Here's what I don't
thing.
Like. When they yell at you for going too fast at the little toll plaza.
Oh, yeah, because they can actually tell how fast you've been going.
Because
you take the ticket based
on. It's timed, right?
It's timed, yeah. So you take it, and then, like, if you hand it in. I've known people before, though, that have actually, like, in Ohio gotten busted. They'll pull it, and they're like, okay, well, if you were going the speed limit, you couldn't make it from point A to here, and so pull over there because the state trooper's waiting for you. Yeah, yeah. So what would you do? Like, was it a private party, or was it a...
It was another private party, but anyone could come.
Okay.
Well, then it's not so private, yeah. Is it?
It wasn't like a bar. It was an officer... an army officer who's back from Iraq after three tours, and he's back for good.
Oh, that's awesome.
So they said,
awesome.
We're going to have a huge party for this guy. And he was the first party we played out there, he got a copy of, and he said, I'm sitting in my office in Baghdad watching it on my DVD,
yeah,
just laughing and laughing and getting
that?
More and more homesick, more and more homesick.
Oh, yeah.
So they decided to surprise him.
Oh, how
and
cool
here I am.
That?
He was completely surprised.
That
too,
is so. Really neat. So you know, the thing about it is you travel. How many shows a year do you do on an average?
I think our biggest year is over 340, 346 maybe.
So you've played literally everywhere in all kinds of venues. You've done it all.
I have played anything you can imagine I've done.
You should write a book sometime. You really should. I bet you've got some great stories about places.
I do, but a lot of times they may only be interesting, you know, on a very limited scale.
I don't know.
I think you underestimate.
Mm-hmm.
I think you've probably got some pretty wild college stories, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so lacrosse.
And the memory's not what it used to be. Now, it's after the birthday. The other day.
Come on.
Well, how old?
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
I'm up there.
Yeah, I'm up there.
Well, you're fine.
I'm up there. Hey, when you were up in La Crosse, you didn't happen to you didn't run into my daughter anywhere because she goes to college up there, and I was hoping maybe she wasn't at any of the bars or anything.
Well, yeah,
she was probably home studying. I'm sure she was studying.
It was a Thursday night. I'm sure.
Oh,
it was
the
Palin Biden debate.
Oh,
I'm sure
she was probably watching that.
And the Brewers played. I was up against a lot of stuff last
You were. Yesterday. You really were, yeah.
It's still a huge crowd.
Oh, I was going to say, you probably had to go recruit people from the streets because the students were so, students were so busy studying.
Yeah, right. Hey, we actually had a nice email from the folks at Cudahy. You play a big festival here every year, for the Lions Club or something.
Sweet
Applewood Days here.
Yeah.
And my sponsor was?
Patrick Cudahy. All right, how about one more tune? You got one more in you for us this morning? What do you think?
Oh, my gosh.
Anything, like, whatever. You can do one of your standards. Do one of your classics.
My classics?
Do one of your classics, yeah. Come on, we're a classic hit station, a classic Pat McCurdy hit.
You put me on.
How about
all
toast.
I can ever think
sex
of is...
and beer. No, sex and bacon.
Sex and bacon.
Yeah, there you go. Bacon and beer. Yeah.
Napoleon's bacon. Napoleon's bacon, yeah.
Napoleon's bacon's too small. There's too little. Not enough. It's not enough. All right, Nothing? Nothing. Come on.
I can do one, but
go ahead. Just
do it.
I
mentally planned for
Just do another one.
Can I do another new one that's a tad salacious?
Sure. If I knew what salacious was, I would say no. No, I know what it is. Okay, yeah.
It just goes.
It's, dirty.
It's a love song. It's a love song.
All right. Okay.
Come here, baby, won't you take my hand? It's time to jump out of the frying pan. Let's roll around on the floor. I don't want to think anymore. This world is such a complicated place. So for the sake of the human race, let's roll around on the floor. I don't want to think anymore. And it gets more romantic. It gets more romantic.
It does, okay. All right.
Come over here, you saucy wench. It's time for us to do something French. Let's roll around on the floor. Everybody, I don't want to think anymore. Imagine Oktoberfest, 1,000 people singing this. It was fun. Watch this. And later on, after too much wine, I'll show you something that I learned online. Floor. I don't want to think anymore.
I think we got one more verse in us. All right.
The whole world's going straight to hell. We must do something to amuse ourselves. Let's roll around on the floor. I don't want to think anymore. Let's roll around on the floor. I don't want to think anymore.
That's a beautiful love song right there.
Is that beautiful?
Ladies and gentlemen, Patty McCurdy, Patrick McCurdy today Patrick Cudahy.
Were you at my 35th birthday?
What?
That was the inspiration right there, apparently.
35, all right, 35 was a pretty good birthday.
Remember that tonight Pat is at Master Z's Q Club in Waukesha. Trust me when I tell you. That place is really cool. Go out there, enjoy some dinner, 9-ish tonight.
Yes.
And then tomorrow night, AJ's Bar and Grill, Muskego, and then Shank Hall on October 25th. Go to Shank Hall's website for details on that. Pat, thanks for coming out.
Thanks,
thanks for having me.
Say hi to the family.
Here at Patrick Cudahy.
The one and only Pat McCurdy. Give it up for Patrick.